we go, Coach.
Paul, some pretty solid individual efforts tonight, but obviously a good solid team effort.
Well, it was an old Smythe Division game from my days in the 80s, to tell you the truth. It was that next goal wins and up and down the rink, and I thought their team was real competitive tonight, and you could tell that how important the game was to them, and as well our team, it was important to us, and I thought that showed through both teams, and we were, you know, we got the puck to the front of their net a little more often, and we were able to get pucks to the net.
Your players talked about their resiliency and their ability to use it to their advantage.
I think so. We showed, you know, they kept coming back, and we could never put them away, and you know, that's a credit to them and to our team again, that we kept coming back as well. So I thought both teams showed, you know, a ton of character, and I think both teams also showed that they're young and there's some growing left to do.
With this playoff type atmosphere and playoff type game, did you learn anything new about your team?
Well, I think every day we learn something new about our players. Pressure brings, you know, it creates diamonds and it can create havoc, and right now this is true. Like, this isn't the first 70 games. This is when the really games are on the line and you really find out about who can play under the gun and who can make play with poise under the gun. So it's we're really learning a lot about a lot of players.
Craig, it's not often in the game that ends 6-4 you talk about the goalie, but just about Craig and what he did. And obviously for him, this was an important start given how things have gone for him.
Yeah. Well, I thought he battled real hard. I thought he was real competitive. And, I mean, I thought he totally got steamrolled on the last one, but, I mean, that's the way it is. And I thought he held his ground and he battled for the whole game and really gave us an opportunity to win.
Essentially now you get a four-day break. How do you plan on using that here? Is rest the big...
Well, I think we just finished three games in four nights, so, you know, rest is important. Tomorrow we'll take the day off. We're going to practice Tuesday, and we're going to evaluate Wednesday. Rest and making sure we're ready to play. We have a back-to-back game on the weekend. We have to make sure that we handle Thursday the right way and make sure that we're ready to go.
I don't know if you saw, but just thoughts on Spetz's move, setting up Tourist's goal.
I thought he was real determined. I thought he came out of the penalty box and he was real determined. I think he felt that, you know, that maybe the penalty wasn't a penalty, but I mean it was a penalty. But I thought he showed real good determination, and it was fun. Fun to watch.
We got another solid effort again from your veterans, your leaders who came through again. But I hate to call them some of the lesser lights, but Jared Cowan on the blue line was involved all night long. Kasper's Dogovans with a big goal as well. Eric Condra, a good solid effort.
Well, I thought that the Smith line was outstanding for us, and it basically turned into a three-line game. And you know, they really played well and they counted well for themselves. The Dogovans made a great play to score a goal, showed a lot of poise to do it. I thought Cowan again was on. All of our blue liners played real hard and were competitive, but Cowan was real physical, and you know, that's a big part of his game. We need that going forward.
All right, Coach, thanks for this.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach. You too.